That's so when Christine is slaving away in the kitchen all day.
I know, she can shut the door.
She can watch her shows.
Oh, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Jeff.
I'm Kareen.
I'm Justin.
Wait, I feel off. I'm Christine. Not the right order.
I know, what is it to me? It's like, okay. Do we want to try that again?
No.
No, we're on.
Yeah, we've been recording since
Christmas. Well, I know we're on.
Fiddling with the door.
Fiddling with the kitchen door.
She's in here.
Locking Christine away in there all day in the J2K studios so she can slave away over the hot stove.
Make us some dinner.
Make me some sketty.
Sketty. So, this is the sick edition.
Jeff is sick.
Er than usual.
Totally sick, brother. You're so sick, Jeff. Woo!
Yeah. I was trying to think of what we used to say. Oh, what was it? Oh, man, I missed it.
So
80s slang. So OX bad.
It's OX bad? What's OX bad? Toe of totally X bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Toe X bad.
Yeah, we used to say that.
So I got a belated Christmas present from Kareen. She got me a Garbage Pail Kids. Rustin Justin, and it's a junkyard car with a baby face on the front of it. Drooling oil, there's pistons laying around. Love it.
That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, while I was home visiting, well, my other family, I guess. I had to go through all my childhood stuff. My parents were like, we're done. Please get this out of our household. Please take it back with you. Please figure out what you want to do with this stuff. So I purged on a lot of stuff, but I came across those Garbage Pail Kids, and oh man, the dear memories of the Garbage Pail Kids, you know? I don't know, did you guys collect them?
No.
Did you?
A little bit. I was more into collecting stickers.
Okay.
That was my thing.
I do collect Garbage Pail Kids. There's actually one of the main artists from Garbage Pail Kids lives here in Salem.
Really? That's funny.
Huh.
You should have him sign your Rustin Justin card.
Ooh, I should. I wonder if he did that one.
I know, seriously. Well, a lot of them actually, my parents were really frugal, and we would get like one pack every 6 months that had like 10 cards in them. And I had a really good, one of my best friends growing up, his name was Alex. Alex, love you. He had tons of them, and he gave me a whole box of duplicates.
Ooh.
And so most of the Garbage Pail Kids I have came from Alex, and mm-hmm. I will never get rid of those because poor Alex took his life when he was like 22.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
So it's like also a very special thing to me. To
right. And
yeah.
That's awesome.
And then, and I know there's gotta be a Jeff in there, but there's so many cards. I was flipping through them so quick. I found a Christine that was spelled C-H,
mm-hmm.
and I think there was also a Kristen in there, but there was not a Christine with a K, and I was like, it's just not the same. It's like, that's like someone giving me a card that has my name spelled with two R's and one N.
Or you do the Kristen and then Sharpie and E.
There you go. But then it ruins the value of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That card might be worth $7.
Well, Justin got the Garbage Pail Kid, but me and Christine got trading card size like senior pictures of you,
mm-hmm.
which probably are worth more money.
Probably.
I'm excited. I'm putting my wallet when I get home.
I should have signed the back though and been like, you know, stay cool, never change.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
I should have. Yeah.
Keep in touch.
Yeah.
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 Your number.
You can do it.
Yeah. Have fun in college.
You're the funniest.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Don't ever forget the fun times we had.
Oh my gosh. Flashbacks and signing your book. That's awesome.
Love you, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love going back through my old yearbooks and seeing all the people that I drew on their faces because I hated all
of them. Oh my God, I threw all my yearbooks out, but I was like flipping through them. I threw them away. I was just like, okay, I had to. I have like these outfit in my suitcase.
Yeah.
But my dad was sitting there with me and he was like saying the same thing. Like, whose face is that crossed out? Whose face is that crossed out?
Or one where you're like, so hot.
I know.
Bart.
I know. It's like, yeah.
As a teacher.
Yeah.
I know you girls.
Health class teacher.
You can also take a pencil eraser, and if you erase enough, it just completely whites out that square where the picture was.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah.
So, last week, we had our friend Kent on, and we had the drug episode, which our friend Corrine was upset because she's got good drug stories, but also Christine was upset because we didn't talk about Christmas at all.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about?
About Christmas?
Yeah.
Christine, how was your Christmas?
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
I'm kind of sad that the tree
job,
got
Justin.
Taken down.
I know. I came into the studio tonight and I was like, God, it looks so empty in here.
I know. I was staring at it and I was like, it's so pretty. I hate to take it down, but, you know, at the same time. Yeah. I asked Jeff if we could be that studio that kept the tree up all year.
There is a an empty 5-foot by 5-foot square where the tree used to be in the J2K studios.
And we haven't decided what we're going to put there.
I think we put, like, a couple little people in a cage.
Yeah.
It would be a good spot for, like, a dog crate. Get a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the chair used to be there, but we kind of like the...
Indoor chicken coop.
Actor indoor chicken coop. That would be a good idea.
I just saw a bunch of pee stains on the carpet.
Pee
yummy.
Stains?
That's for me. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
I got excited.
What are you talking about?
Like, now, Jeff, the bathtub is that direction.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Going right back to
Jeff,
the
how was your Christmas?
Yeah.
I already talked about it, I thought.
I don't think we talked about it.
Let's hear it again, Jeff. How was your Christmas? What did you guys get for Christmas? What did Santa bring you?
Babe, will you talk about it?
I will talk about it.
Jeff is sick,
by the way. I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast or not, but I got the most amazing Christmas present in the history of Christmas presents. So I have not talked, I don't think at all, on the podcast about my love of gymnastics. I used to be a gymnast from like age 4 to 14.
Is that why you're so short?
I know, I was taller than my coach.
Is that why you're so flat-chested, Christine?
So, I had to quit because
I... just call her flat-chested?
Yeah.
I was. Well, the funny thing is...
The joke is, Christine is not flat-chested.
Well, yeah. And it's funny you say that, Christine. So, when I was a gymnast, I was super tiny, super athletic, and I had literally no boobs. Mm-hmm. No boobs. In fact, my best friend called me the Great American Flatlands. Like, she used to joke.
Oh, gosh.
She'd be like, he's so flat. Well, Chris, they used to call me Chris. It's so flat. She's flat as the Great American Flatlands. Oh. It was so weird. Traumatized.
The Great Plains.
Anyways, so I've just, ever since then, I've loved gymnastics. I'll follow it when I can. It's not like something that's super popular on TV, but collegiate gymnastics has become increasingly more popular.
And you're in the right spot for it.
Exactly. So... in the last couple years, Jeff and I have gone to Oregon State University to watch the gymnasts because, like, one time we've gone.
Go Beavs!
Anyways, so he got me season tickets to see all the gymnastics meets.
No
this
way!
Year.
That's nice.
Go Beavs! Win! Go Daddy!
I know! It was like the best gift. I've gotten a lot of gifts.
So it still makes me feel uncomfortable that you
called
Jeff
Daddy.
That's
why I say it.
I have no idea.
Not me.
But I like turned to him. I opened it. At first I opened it and I looked at it. And I wasn't quite connecting what it was because he had the roster on the first page and then the tickets were behind it and he explained it to me. I turned to him and I bawled.
What?
And then he started crying and we were sitting there on the couch just like hugging and crying.
That's
and I was
so
like,
sweet.
Oh my gosh, you set the bar so high. It was so amazing. It was so good. So now I feel like I need to up my game for his birthday.
Yeah,
I feel like I got him some pretty darn good gifts, but like nothing's ever gonna outdo season tickets to the gymnastics.
Yeah.
So
well,
that was my favorite present.
The favorite thing I got you, or that I got to say about the present I got you is, as we all know, Christine's story of leaf blowing. Remember we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
And the night winds, air quote.
Yeah. Talking about the night winds.
Well, I bought her a gas-powered leaf blower, like backpack, like super...
like I get to be a Ghostbuster.
Well,
yeah.
And when she saw what it was, I told her, I said, babe, you are the night winds.
It was pretty awesome.
She doesn't have to just blow it out in the street for it to go down.
Now I can blow it out the street and keep walking down the street.
House.
I'm not... contained by the length of the extension cord. Like, I could go down the whole hill.
Yours was electric.
Yeah, so I had a plug, and I could only go to almost our, like, property line. Yeah. Now I can just keep blowing them.
Sweet.
I know, I'm excited.
You are the night winds.
I'm going to blow them all the way to Albany.
So there's a tree blocking a really good view from Christine's house. The J2K Studios, Christine and Jeff's place. So I say you blow it into the neighbors that had that giant tree.
I know, right? Yeah. I know, that tree. When we first moved here, it was tinier and you could see Mount Hood. Now,
we
nope.
Well, when I first moved here.
What did Christine, what did Jeff get for Christmas?
Do you want to tell or should I keep talking?
Keep talking.
Since you don't feel good. He got the most amazing shirt that he's wearing right now.
It's Baby Yoda, and it says, when your song comes on. And Baby it's like, Baby Yoda fucking feeling the grooves, baby.
He's using the force.
And then it says The Mandalorian underneath it. Yeah. I like it. It's like, it looks officially licensed.
He got some not Apple ear pods, because he wanted some Bluetooth ear pods.
Yeah.
But they're
cool.
Way better, I think, than Apple. But because you know I'm not like an Apple.
Well, they're not. They don't stick out of your ear.
Yeah.
They're not in your ear.
And the charge lasts like a really long time.
Yeah.
He got a new suitcase for all his travels, because he's always traveling. And he got a vacuum sealer for his fish. He got lots of cool little things. So, but
just got a nice little fart, too.
I know.
Puffing it out of my jeans right now.
I know, we're a little scared because he had the eclair.
And I got new underwear, and it's too way too big.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh, that is awesome.
For those of you who can't see, because we're not on video, his underwear is almost under his nipples.
I urkled my belly button, but left my pants the same.
I'm gonna do my damnedest to have our photo for the podcast have you be like that.
Yes, please. Yes,
we can
please.
All pull up our underwear as high as it'll go. It'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm
see
not
my
doing
moose,
that.
Moose knuckle for a mile.
So, Justin, how about you? What did Santa bring you?
I got a wood burning kit to do art on wood, and I got a leather working kit so I can make fine leather goods.
That is so amazing.
I can make a pair of boots if I want to, or a lovely handbag.
That sounds, I'm sorry, like, that's like almost a song. He can make a pair of boots if he
or
wants
a fine
to.
Leather handbag.
Sorry, that totally made me think.
That's my jingle. Song. Leather. Justin's leather goods. Not to be mistaken for Justin's boots. I got, you guys, I got this really awesome Queens of the Stone Age t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't fit Jeff.
Yeah, I have another one in the kitchen that might fit you.
And I got a...
and to our loyal listeners, if you listen to the last podcast, we talked about that.
And then I got... I have a coffee cup that looks like a fleshlight. Yeah. And so Jay and Kay, Jeff and Christine, got me two of them that look like the little mini fleshlights that I can drink out of. They're little stainless steel tumblers, and they're awesome.
And
they look like flashlights?
They're hitters. No, fleshlights. A fleshlight looks like a flashlight that you jack off into.
That was like one of our like original
right.
podcasts. Because I'd never heard of a flashlight
either. I hadn't
either
until you guys talked about it.
But
yeah.
On the label, it said, to Justin from Jeff and Christine for the short strokes. Just a tip.
Yep. Short strokes, or as Justin likes to call them, full-length strokes.
Average strokes, come on.
What about you, Kareem? What did you get?
Top that one.
I know, seriously.
Get any sex toys?
I know. No, I didn't. What did I get? You know, I got like the... You know, I love my mom and dad. They just, like, they give me money.
That's the best.
Yeah.
And then I go buy myself things that I would never buy for myself, like Apple ear pods.
Is that what you AirPods. Get? So, you can tell us what you got with the money.
Okay. I got Apple AirPods.
What?
Which
what?
I was super stoked about.
Nice.
Well, so, okay, I'm trying to have this glamorous life. I think I told that to you. I feel like I'm 40 years old and maybe I should, like, act it a little bit and maybe appear it a little bit. So I had this whole thing where I just blew my shit on way too expensive things that I really don't need, like perfume and a pair of Kate Spade sunglasses that are ridiculous. That I think I'm too embarrassed to wear out in public. yeah, and I'm like, God, I could have gotten myself so many just like generic flannel shirts with that thing and like a pair of sneakers, you know?
And been happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Very happy, because now I'm like, I need a new pair of sneakers, fuck. but I'll have to say the most, my favorite gift I got this year was I went over to my dad's twin sister's house on Christmas Day, and I have a first cousin over there, and we don't really stay, and, you know, we're Facebook friends, and, you know, we love each other, but we don't really, like, hang out or anything, and we're very, very different kinds of people. But they gave me, his wife made me a, like, Christmas towel that's crocheted at the top that hangs on your, stove, mm-hmm. little arm there on your stove, and, she also made me a pot holder?
Yeah.
And then she also put in some photographs of all of my, like, first cousin's kids, like, all together. And it, like, seriously, it made me cry because...
Those are the best gifts.
It's, like, I know, it was the craziest thing ever. Like, I know my sister never listens to this, but, like, my sister gives everyone in our family pictures of her kids but me. Hmm. Like, my nieces and my nephew, I don't have any pictures of them. And then I also feel like, you know, as an adult with someone that's, like, never really, like, I'm in and out of relationships and never, like, had the husband for years. Like, I get very missed out. I don't get Christmas cards. I send them out every year. Then I see them all over, like, my sister's refrigerator. And I'm like, they didn't, you know, just things like that. You just start, like, kind of beat you down a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just feel very kind of forgotten with, like, why would she want a picture of the family? Like, and I do. And it's like... And she made me something. Like, you guys know I knit. Like, I cranked it out this year. Like, mom, dad, like, nieces, nephew, everybody, like, except for you guys. Because I knew you were cool and birthdays are coming.
I haven't ordered a place.
But no one ever, like, I never get a homemade anything. And I always make gifts for people. And I just know how much time and love is, like, spent, mm-hmm. like, sitting there crocheting that thing out. And,
oh,
that was my favorite gift.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was my favorite gift I used to get from my stepmom. This homemade, not homemade, but like a snapfish made calendar.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that every year where I don't go home as much as I used to, but every year she would take all the photos of the times that I visited and she would make it into like a calendar.
Yeah.
It was like pictures of me and my dad and my stepmom and brother hanging. And that was, like, one of my, like, favorite gifts I look forward to every year. Mm-hmm. And then hang it up in my office. Yeah. In fact, we should do that for the road trip. I meant to do that. Make a calendar for my brother and mom.
Can I tell one of my favorite Christmases ever, the story of it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I used to be a pretty heavy drinker and have a pretty heavy nightlife scene. And we were going to... there was a bar, and this made me think of it because... for all the single people or people without families or the college kids that didn't go home for Christmas, my friend Sal would open up his bar on Christmas and he would do Bad Santa and give everybody a gift. And it's awesome. It's a blast. And it's packed there. So before we went, I drove by a Mexican food restaurant and all the lights were on. Well, I called all my buddies on our... We have flip phones back then. Called all my buddies, and they all met me there, and I waited in my car until they got there, and because it wasn't far away. When we went in, there was nobody inside, but we could hear music. So, nobody inside. All the lights were on, nobody home. So, we followed the music to the back room, and it was like a full-on party with everyone who worked there, and it was a little girl's birthday party.
Aww.
And they were legit playing music, like mariachi, and the band stopped, and everyone turned around and looked at us. And I was like, I'm sorry, the door was open, I had no idea. And the owner stood up and was like, come here, you're sitting by me. He made everyone get up around him, and me and my two friends sat down. They brought us our own cooler full of beer. They fed us their whole, all their amazing homemade Mexican food. I lit the candles on the cake for this little girl's birthday party. And then all of the grown men grabbed me and my friends and took us over to the bar of the restaurant and fed us tequila until we had to refuse. And they got mad that we were refusing. I was like, can't do any, can't drink any more tequila. So we had to walk our asses like 2 miles to get to this bar. And Bad Santa at Eastside Tavern in Columbia, Missouri, drives a Harley Davidson into the bar. And
into
the bar. Okay. Has a Santa suit with a strap on. a fake wiener coming sticking out. And gives everybody sex toys. That's probably top two Christmases. That's awesome. That's top three Christmases.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love like the like Mexican Latino culture. They're so welcoming and they just gather just, you know, for everything like is just a gathering and
a reason to party.
Party. Yep.
Yeah, they'll be like, it's my kid's third birthday. Everybody's getting shit-faced and dancing. For a 3-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah, but even like everyone is. Like the children are dancing. Like everyone, it's just a whole.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And my family, they were like, we made you a cake, happy birthday.
Yeah. Can I have some friends ever? No.
Your aunt came over and ate a piece yesterday, so there's a piece missing. Yeah. and here's some presents.
Oh, not mine. My mom was awesome on birthdays. I was like, as a kid. As an adult, you appreciate, or I appreciate my family so much more now, because I never did as a kid. I assumed everybody got these amazing birthday parties. Like, my mom, every year, would always make the most amazing cake, and she would do it herself, from scratch, made the frosting, made the cake. She'd decorate it, and it would always be some sort of theme that she would spend hours doing. I mean, I had a clown one year on my birthday. They rented a horse once for my birthday. Parents, like, through parties.
A clown?
I had an actual clown that made, like, balloon animals and stuff.
Yeah, birthdays weren't a big to-do in our house, but I will have to say that Christmas was huge for me growing up. They did it up really nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't have any of that. Yeah. I wasn't like that.
Well, this year, you guys, my birthday's in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, when is your birthday?
January 16th.
Okay.
I'm going to be 41, and I'm so excited that I'm going to be 41, and I can put this last year behind me.
What day is January 16th of the week?
It's on a Thursday.
Okay. So we'll see.
So let's party.
So it'll be the birthday. Yeah.
Can I have a clown? Can I have all the things I never had?
Let's see if we can find a clown to come with.
I know. You're
fucking two.
Well, because last year, my birthday was completely uneventful. My ex didn't get me a card, a present, nothing.
I don't remember you telling me that. That is crazy to me.
For my 40th birthday.
Like, yeah, big 4-0 of all birthdays.
You can't even forget that.
Yep, you're fired.
Yep.
You're not going to have
my 40th birthday. I had the same for my 50th.
Really?
I wasn't with Christine at the time.
You were in a relationship and they didn't do anything for you?
Not a fucking thing. I had to plan it all myself.
So rude.
Super fucking rude.
Kind of like when you're out of town every time I have a birthday.
Well, good for you. See, I didn't plan anything because I didn't want to be like, because I have these expectations.
You know what I'm talking about?
But I want someone else to do it for me. Like, I don't want to plan. Like, it doesn't mean it's,
Well, we're going to do it up. Yeah. I might not make a cake from scratch.
Well, I don't have expectations for my 40th. I really, like I said, birthdays were never a big deal growing up. So it's kind of like, you know, just a nice little dinner or something. And definitely a card is nice.
Yeah.
A little gift.
It doesn't need to be a big production.
It doesn't need anything.
But it's definitely nice to not be forgotten.
Yeah.
Or like, when I say don't do anything, I mean, still do a little.
Well, that's what he's like, you told me you didn't want anything. And I'm like...
Do not read girls.
Hey, women. Men out there, if a woman ever says that, especially on an important day, like her 40th birthday, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, nothing. They want something.
All right, we're going to be right back. Woo! And we're back with Christine Gian. So, people not doing stuff for you. That was what we were talking about. But I wanted to invite Corrine to add her drug stories. What do you see down there?
Well, I think there's a hair.
Corrine's like got her shirt pulled out and staring at her boobs.
It's attached. It's
when a hair is lodged underneath, it's a pain.
It's like in my bra, and I keep feeling.
Yeah. It's attached to her chest.
She got it.
I'm like, oh wait, that's my chest hair.
That's my nipple hair.
That's my nipple hair. So gross.
Oh, drug stories, LSD. Oh man, I love that stuff. I love eating mushrooms and tripping on LSD.
So did you ever eat mushrooms that were grown by cow poop?
No.
You didn't have psilocybin?
Well, I did, but like people grow them in like little labs in their basements. Stuff.
So what did they use for fertilizer?
I don't really know.
Yeah, so you.
I should know that, you know, because like none of you guys know this, but I work in the like nursery horticulture industry, and all through my life, oh my god, do you grow drugs? No, I don't grow drugs.
Back to our theme is don't make it up if you don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, I loved last week's episode. I laughed so hard. I just like I love your drunk driving. How do you drive? I can't believe as many times as I have driven drunk that, like, I've never heard of that.
And I was telling them this while we were eating, too. The fingers on the steering wheel. My dad also used to stick a finger up when he drank to find his nose so he could pour the beer in. He would be holding the beer bottle with one finger up so he could find his nose. Mom told me that. Dad claims it's not true. I don't know how he would remember if it was true or not, but...
What about the cocaine?
What about the cocaine?
Did I
like the cocaine? Yeah.
You like the cocaine?
I like the cocaine.
Did you ever do the whippets?
Yep, yeah.
Did you ever write amazing poetry that was illegible?
No. let me tell you what triggered, what came to my mind when you were talking about this. Okay, so one time me and my friend, we ate so much. I had this like summer, probably when I was like 27, of like, it was like the summer of mushrooms. I had a good friend of mine who was dating a guy that was growing them, and like, there was just like endless supply of mushrooms that summer. So like anybody that would like want to do I'm like, come over, let's do some mushrooms. And I lived down the country. It was like this awesome just place to just kill an evening and just eat a bunch of mushrooms. And I had this friend over, and it's funny, he's in recovery now, too. but we decided to eat some mushrooms, and I have this old antique slate chalkboard that was, like, my great-great-grandmother's or something. And it's always, like, it's in my house, and it says some, like, you know, like, Dalai Lama quote on it or some Emerson poetry or something. And we got this thing out, and we got some chalk out, we erased it, and we started drawing, okay? And we drew together. And the chalkboard itself is probably like 18 inches by like, what's that? Like 3 feet, probably. We drew this elaborate landscape. Okay. I mean, it was like the woods, the cabin. I mean, like, I just remember this bunny rabbit I drew that was just like unfucking believable. I was like, mushrooms are amazing. They just bring out all this creativity. I mean, I am an artist. I should eat this more. I should eat these and create art more often. I could like actually make a living off of this. This is so beautiful. And, yeah, I woke up and it was like a fucking blur. Like, it wasn't even
just
like...
Just a bunch of chalk on the board.
And, I mean, we seriously, for hours, were, like, totally into that chalkboard. It was really cool.
Yeah, that is very similar.
Yes. When you said that was like, I've been there. Mine wasn't poetry. Mine was art. But, well, they're both art. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Illegible, unseeable, scribble art. Mm-hmm.
I drew, mine was dots on a page of a piece of paper, red dots, and they were all spaced the same distance apart. I basically, like, dotted a piece of paper. That's it. With a red pen. And I thought it was amazing.
Yes, love it.
It was amazing. It was.
So, speaking of probably on drugs, I was telling this story earlier, and they're like, dude, just tell it on the podcast. I went over to my friends, maybe I shouldn't say their names.
Probably not.
I went over to my friend's house. They frenzines. I went over to a couple of friends' house roommates, and only one of them was home, and it was kind of a let yourself in, come and go as you please house. So I knocked. Nobody answered. So I was waiting to meet up with them. Opened up the door, and I could hear music from the bathroom. Somebody was in there getting ready. Great, we're going out to party. They're getting ready for me to go party with them. So I walked in there, and it was only one of the roommates alone in the house, in the bathroom with music on, singing to the music, did not know I was in the house. He had the door wide open, so I assumed that he was just doing his hair or what have you. He was fully dressed, but with his pants around his knees. And he had his roommates, and I know it's his roommates, deodorant, because he didn't wear deodorant. Had his roommates' deodorant, putting it on his butthole. Right guarding his fucking butthole.
Was it like a roll-on? Was it a solid?
It was a stick deodorant, but it was like one of the blue gels.
Like the
gels.
Jelly one. Yeah. Do you think he was doing it because it was like, it felt good?
And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I got a, ah, get it. I was like, what are you doing, man? Why are you putting deodorant on your BH? He's like, I don't know, man. It smelled. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Smelly butt. I didn't feel like taking a shower.
Was he mad at the other roommate?
The other roommate was probably mad that he was putting... Had to buy a new stick of deodorant.
No. The guy applying the deodorant to his butthole was pissed off.
Oh, not one bit.
Deodorant it was.
Not one bit. No.
But, so he just figured that was okay?
I think he figured he would never get caught. He was home alone.
And so how and many times have you applied this to your asshole? Your
exactly.
Home alone.
That's like Christine saying she loved Diet Mountain Dew so much she spat in the bottle in front of all her roommates and said, you see this?
I was mad.
You never know when I'm going to do this again.
I went like this.
Quit drinking.
I made a spectacle. I went, and I spit in the 2-liter bottle.
So hot.
Mine was driving on vacation with my sister and us having to share a bottle of soda. And I emptied it, half of it, into my mouth and just tipped it back upside down with my mouth on the bottle and let it all pour back in. So my sister, could see it. Backwashed half the bottle of soda.
You're like, now you need your own.
Yep, now the soda's mine. I mean, I got punched a lot, but it was my soda.
Well, I was home alone all day and I didn't once stick Christine's deodorant on my butthole.
Thank
that
God.
She knows of.
Not the deodorant.
Not the deodorant. So, what's the worst thing you've ever done to a roommate? Like, revenge or... Can you guys think of anything?
I feel like that was it for me, spitting.
I haven't.
I'm like a nice person.
So, this wasn't even my roommate, but I peed in a guy's humidifier one time. So, yeah, he just lived in a cloud, a vapor cloud of my urine.
Jeff would have been like, yes, more moisturization.
It really gets into the pores. Feel how smooth my skin is.
Lay in my bathtub full of pee with my vaporizer.
What do you mean? You're soaking in it.
That's pretty cruel, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I don't recall like ever doing anything.
No.
No, but like a roommate. So. Yeah, I mean, I did things that were like, yeah, I don't know.
Never farted like, on their pillow or.
No, I think I'm a pretty good roommate.
Yeah.
I did their laundry.
I liked all the people I live with.
I've had a lot of roommates I don't like living with, but I didn't. Yeah. I'm like, I bitched about how dirty they were and continued to clean up their messes.
So, in a house full of people that are nearly the same age, if there are more than two people, there will be the most hated roommate, and that changes from time to time. But I feel like it's human nature to have, like,
the one person in the house that the other two roommates kind of go after.
Well, I think anytime I live with any, even one person, I like, they, you, it's easy to like hyper focus and on just them in general.
The things that annoy you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about outside of a relationship or in a relationship?
Like both. Because I've had roommates that just like.
Is a relationship.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm
just, you know, usually I'm.
She meant romantic relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if it's like, if it's not a romantic
relationship. I know what she meant, Justin.
God, here we go.
Well, I was just wondering.
When I'm in a romantic relationship, like, I don't mind picking up after somebody.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even think of like, oh, it's their turn to do it or anything. I just do it. But a roommate, that gets old. Because I'm like, I'm not getting anything out of this.
Yeah,
when I go
like,
to bed with them.
I'm not getting paid. I'm not getting paid.
When you go to bed with them?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not getting any dick for this. Like, you know, it's like, sure, I'll clean up the kitchen, honey.
Better work it out later in the bedroom.
Yeah, oh, man.
Are you sure that's
We'll settle up later in the bedroom.
Are you sure that's called prostitution?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's how most of my relationships have worked, which is why I'm single.
You can pay for this later.
I always joke like that, but it never happens like that.
It really doesn't ever happen like that either.
I think with like, I think you're more tolerant of, or at least I am, of things if you're in a relationship.
Absolutely. Like, when you just love someone so much, you're just so, I mean, I put blinders on when I'm in a relationship, and then I'm like, whoa.
I mean, for me, as I've gotten older, too, I think we've talked about this before. Like, when you're in your 20s or 30s, you have this, like, for me, I had this, like, ideal of what that person was going to be like that I was going to end up with. But then as I've aged, it's like, okay, I realize that there is no perfect human being out there. And you're willing, it's like you have to value, you have to figure out what's most important to you in a relationship. And then the other things aren't, you gotta let them roll. You gotta let them roll off. It's not a big deal. Like, I'm not the cleanest person, and neither is Jeff. So it's kind of like, you know, it bugs me, but it's not a huge thing. And it doesn't like define the like, or end the relationship that we're messy. But, like, other things are way more important to me, so.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple things about that.
Yeah.
One, like, what I have found for, and what I know is true for myself, is that it's easier for me to take it personal or to be upset or to nitpick the little shit with people that I love and be not like that to people I don't know. It's so much easier to do that to somebody you're comfortable with.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's just me. I think that is pretty common. And there's a saying about, like, you know, you hurt the ones you love the most or whatever sort of shit. And then the other part is everything we've been talking about tonight, almost everything, I can just hear Christine in my head saying, don't turn this into a life lesson. Because I want to interject just, you know, like, earlier you were talking about what you were doing with, like, your roommates or whatever, and or how you felt slighted by your sister, I think, with the stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I haven't been reading it, but I've just been, like, thinking a lot about the four agreements, which are, be impeccable with your word, don't take shit personal, don't expect stuff. And it's like almost impossible for me to follow that. Like, I am constantly, because of how I've been trained in this world, to feel slighted or to think that when something happens, it's because somebody did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And
maliciously?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The truth, though, is that it's, like, more than 99.9% of the time not true. You know? So, sorry, babe. I made it a life lesson.
Yeah. Well, I will have to say, with my sister, I have worked through a lot of things. I don't have expectations for my sister to give me pictures. I made that point because how touched I was that someone thought of me, you know?
I think we should can all bring our like high school photos in.
Yeah.
And we can put them on the.
I know, seriously. And I am not that kind of person where people that I'm closest to, I take more things out on them at all. I'm actually not like that. When I like am in a really, you know, great, like my friends, my parents, relationships, I truly put blinders on. Like I just only see like that they're like amazing people, and
yeah.
that bites me in the ass, because I'm like, I don't see really like big signs that, like, you know, and then once I hate them, then like the murderer in me comes out, and I'm like, oh my God.
Is that with just relationships or like family?
Well, I would have to say both. I've had like some friends that were like that, where I just like, you know, I was friends with them for years, and then finally when I just had, you know, it was like the breaking point of it where they just did something that was just like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh my God, why didn't I see this? Like, why didn't, you know?
So do your blinders like stop the red flags from happening?
I think so.
Or are you just purposefully ignore them like the rest of us?
Oh, I think I don't purposely.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like your gut tells you stuff.
Yes.
That's
absolutely
true. And
yeah.
You either choose to ignore it or
yeah.
not. So that's purposefully in my
okay.
words.
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Oh. Who,
like,
everybody
I know.
Always
but, well, I never did
is,
work on it. You know,
you
I would have to say
to
that, like, you know, I'm almost like 2 years sober, and
when
that's
that,
been like
when's that date?
March.
Uh-oh.
8th
you
or 7th
know.
I don't know, it's the 7th or the 8th. I don't know why I can ever remember.
Do you have it written down somewhere?
Yeah, my big book.
Okay.
Yeah, I even had it on my calendar last year wrong, my 1 year on the wrong date, and now it's just like fucked with me. Now I'm like, is it that one or this one?
You totally
which one is it?
It's like, wait, how old am I?
I know.
You already knew that, like, at your age, you forgot how old you are.
Yeah. But that is something, you know, and I even have it, like, written on my refrigerator that's like, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Because I don't. I'm like, oh, no, they're just having a bad day. They're really not a bad person. Or not that they're a bad person, but, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and we all have the opportunity to be at a distance enough to give people all the chances they need to show us who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trapped in an elevator with people every day, or, you know, all of a sudden there's a zombie apocalypse and you're in CDC with 5 people. You know what I mean? Like, everybody gives you plenty of chances.
I mean, if
yeah.
you guys don't know, I'm an asshole by now. I mean, I peed in a guy's humidifier.
I know.
Keep an eye on where
you
you're
didn't pee
in
my humidifier.
Yeah.
That you know of.
No, you didn't.
Because
well,
you don't own one?
Hide your deodorant.
No, I do own one, but it's so hard to fucking get the water in there that I don't know how the fuck you do it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it's like crystallized in there from Justin's urine.
Oh,
no. Small.
How do you know I don't pee in it?
You probably do.
You know,
do.
So
you know I've been sleeping in his pee.
Piss bather.
Yeah, I know. It's like you get like your pees all over your bed sheets.
We got it.
It's on,
like
your,
you get
it's on
dry
the inside of your clothes you have on right now.
I love how everybody gets so like offended about shit.
We're all like,
oh, that's so gross. And it's like, you stick your mouth on people's pee holes and you're fucking like calling me gross.
I know, you love saying that. It's like, babe, I stick my mouth on your pee hole. It's fine.
How is it gross?
We are uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, I just had the most amazing thing ever. I can't believe that I've never had these before, but I really want to drive to Safeway on my way home because I just had one of Safeway's world famous eclairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're new.
They're the new age ones.
They're
yeah, I don't know if they
haven't
been
not
around
from
for a while, but we've newly discovered them.
Yeah.
And
it's
E-Claire.
Yeah.
The E-Claires are amazing.
Yep.
And they were $5,
you
but now they're 6.
You should stop there on your way home because it's $5 Friday.
Oh, I bet you they have them for $5.
Midnight.
Because I had paid 6, but he had paid 5 last week. So I think there are $5 Friday items.
Those were amazing.
Yeah.
They're really good.
This podcast is brought to you by Eclair.
And they also
Safeway,
make
Eclair.
Safeway.
Gassy.
Safeway.
They
Safeway.
Also make me gassy because they're full of
cream.
And I'm lactose intolerant. Speaking of lactose...
No, you're not. A lactose intolerant is an allergy. You just are missing an enzyme in your body.
You're sensitive.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Did we do this before?
Yeah. So, speaking of lactose intolerance, I'm bringing my dairy pills next week. Because
mac
for,
and cheese!
For dinner, I'm making mac and cheese. I got this recipe off, and you guys at home can look it up. It's called Taste Made... Just Google Taste Made Mac and Cheese. It's Pizzotto. And I do Pizzotto 2, the sequel. It's like a pasta risotto. You cook it in a pan with like in a nonstick skillet with fucking bacon grease. You crisp some bacon up. You reserve the grease and you cook the noodles in there and pour broth. It's amazing.
Just,
we should do the we should do a podcast next week in the other studio that has the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, the kitchen studio?
Yeah, the kitchen studio.
Luckily, that's not too far away. It's a hop, skip, and a jump on over there.
Yeah.
That's the good.
And it's got a rooftop balcony off the kitchen.
Do you think we could take our equipment to that studio? I don't... It's going to be a chore to get all our equipment together, all the mics
I wish that, like, my real life was extravagant as, like, you guys talk about. This fake podcast life.
It's gonna be tough to get our
and our studio audience, like, I don't know. Like,
oh no, when I drove up to the studio, I was talking to my mom on the phone. I was like, oh mom, they live in the nicest part of town. You drive like up, like it's probably like, what are you guys at? 1,000 feet elevation up here?
It's like 600 or 700.
Okay. Well, 1,000 feet elevation. There's just like, you get to the bottom of it, it's just full of leaves. You get up here, it's all crisp and clear. You can see the city lights from up here, and everyone's got so much money that there's like fancy holiday decorations on all the other studios in the neighborhood and
yeah,
the
studio is so nice. I don't know how we're gonna get all the equipment from here all the way into the kitchen studio.
Are you gonna send Instagram pictures of all the equipment?
The cell phone.
Oh my god.
We need to upgrade.
And the processors and the soundboard.
Well, what I've been wanting is, like, how cool would this be, you know, like, wish list. I've been wanting a round dining room table.
Ooh.
And then we could sit at that in the studio and we each have our own personal mics and headsets.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool.
That's the dream from when I started.
But we'd be a round table of like podcasts.
Can we call it the round No, it's still gonna be J2K. Yeah. So any super rich listeners out there,
like,
feel free to send us an email or
filled with money.
Yep. And,
filled with money.
Or an eclair.
Give me that money, Graham, baby.
I know, seriously.
Send us that microphone money. Them ducats.
Blew all my money on a pair of sunglasses and
so
earbuds.
My dream is that have one of those fold out tables. And
well, that we can. I don't think we need a dream for a fold out
table. Like those car tables?
I feel like we got that.
Chairs that all fold together and.
Let him finish his dream.
I know. Jeff is giving us all a look like.
Let Jeff finish his dream.
Please.
Okay.
Okay, so fold out table.
Christine started it. I couldn't help it.
Christine?
Are you done?
Are you done, babe?
Now I'm not going to say anything.
Babe.
You know what? Forget
it. And get some comfortable chairs, and then you mount the microphone stands like the... Like Theo Vaughn has the... You can buy those. That's what my dream is, that the mics and the headsets all go to the thing and goes on the computer.
Can we get like a 3D printer and just print them and then...
A microphone?
Yeah. And then still record off the phone, but then people
will
think that's real.
Mic,
oh,
so
I see.
Connected.
No, she's saying
no,
still record
it
on the phone, but have things that look like
well, if we like ever got sponsors.
Can we go get toys that make us look really
if we could get sponsors, we could make J2K a business and then our fold-out table and chairs would be a tax deduction.
Well, hey, I already said, Pat and Corrine's idea. We need t-shirts. We need to create a cartoon character of the gas can man.
Yeah.
Are you patronizing me, babe?
No.
You call her
babe? I'm like, oh, you looked at me and then I was like, wait, you just said babe.
Our fold-out table and chairs could be a tax deduction.
That's almost like... You know, you haven't done it for a while for the show.
$39 at Walmart.
Are you patronizing me, babe?
Patronizing.
Are you patronizing
me? Are you patronizing
me? Our fold-out table and chairs could be tax deductible.
Are you patriotic?
Are you
do you got like fold out table and chairs?
That's Jeff imitating Justin imitating Jeff.
That's like that makes your head spin.
Oh, it's like the ever expanding universe.
Oh my god, that's so funny. But you were like, my dream is getting a fold out table and chairs. Like, I feel like we got that dream. I'm in it. I got your dream. I got you. Next week, fold out table. I think I got that covered.
Oh my god.
Anywho.
So that's is that the only drug story you got?
I know you did. You got that feel drugs good material.
You did drugs once?
No. Oh
and
my
then
god.
You drew on chalkboard?
Yep.
That's it?
That's it. No, I don't even let's
I
see.
Did drugs so many times.
Well, there was this one really funny time that me and my friends we had some acid and which story do I want to tell? Well, okay, so I was at my friend's house, and there was three of us there, and we ate some acid, and she had sponge painted her walls. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yeah.
Okay, so when you eat acid and look at sponge painted walls, it becomes like 3D.
Yeah.
And it's like it's like all layered. And I remember sitting in her kitchen, listening to, and I put on Cake Prolonging the Magic, and I made... All my friends listened to that for like 8 hours straight. Every time they wanted to
you
change
really
the,
prolonged the magic.
Every time they wanted to change the CD, I would cry. I'm like, no. And I seriously would cry and be like, I can't, you can't stop it. You can't stop
I
it.
I can't go on if I can't.
I think it was prolonging the magic. It was the one that has friend as a 4-letter word.
8 hours is per.
Yep.
Really prolonged.
And then after the magic was prolonged, when they'd had enough, my friend goes, so I grew up in we were in downtown Columbus, Ohio, and my friend said, I wish we could go to the beach. And I was like, I wish we could go to the beach too. So it's like 6 a.m. at this point. And my other friend goes, well, let's go to the beach. So we drove 3 hours to Cleveland, to the beach. And by the time we got to Cleveland and to the beach, we were sober.
And it was afternoon.
It was like 10 a.m. We got there.
And it was winter and the beach was iced over.
It actually wasn't. I think it was spring.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that would have been so disappointing.
Yeah. And I think we went and got our mom's car and drove it too. But that was a really funny time. There was another time that we went camping on Memorial Day weekend and grabbed a bunch of acid and we had like a couple carloads. And we get there, and like when we were about 15 minutes away from the campground, I'm in my friend's car, a couple friends in the back, and I'm always like the person that's like instigating all the fun shenanigans. I'm like, let's eat the acid now. And they're like, great. My friend, luckily, that's driving, is like, no, I'm going to wait, you know. And it's like, it's only 15 minutes away, dude. You know, that shit's not going to be hit you yet. And we got to the campground. Luckily, she didn't eat anything. And they're like, we're full. And we're like, oh, okay. So for some reason, we just, like, turn around and drove back and realized it was Memorial Day weekend and we're a bunch of 18-year-old girls who think we're super cool with a car loaded down, drugs, booze, like, weed, like, everything. And so we start driving back. We're like, well, every place is going to be full. Where are we going to go? And I remember we finally got back to our hometown. And by that time, I'm just, like, tripping. I am just tripping hard at that point. And my friend's like, let's go to your house, Corrine. And I'm like, we can't go to my house. My mom's going to be there. And, like, because, like, I had a fire pit back there. Like, my mom just didn't care what we did. She's like, oh, yes, you girls can have a fire. That's fine. And I don't know. We ended up going to my house. And my sober friend was like, I'll do the talking. Just don't say a word. And they literally walked in there, tripped my balls off, didn't say a word. And she just said, campsite was full, we're going to go camp in the backyard. And I think I waved at my mom, and, like, off I went. And I, my mom was at the house the whole time, and, yeah.
That's a safe place to be. That's good.
It was. Yeah, that ended up and then good. I have a friend that had ended up having, like, a really bad trip that night, and we had, like, this breezeway, like, a little closed-in porch that connects the garage to the house. And I remember probably being like 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning and being like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. Well, I thought Katie had gone to bed like hours ago, and I walk into that breezeway and she's sitting there in a corner, like all.
Oh, jeez.
Still no. Just tripping out. And I'm like sober enough at that point where I'm like, get your fucking ass up. Like, seriously, dude, like fucking drug her upstairs. And was like, you're not like, come on, dude. My mom's like right in there making her fucking coffee. Like. Yeah, I remember
get
that.
Together.
Have you ever told your mom, like, as an
no.
adult now that you did that
oh
stuff?
Oh, my God, no. Okay. And I know my mom would never listen to this, so that's the only reason I would even say that. No, my mom was...
Like, yeah, mom, remember that time we camped in the backyard?
Yes.
Hi, in the car!
So... I thought our house looked like the Snoopy house. We were like, it's Snoopy's house! We were just sitting back there at this fire. The house seemed so small. It was, like, seriously 20 feet away.
My parents are the first people I told.
Really?
When I did acid.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Like,
cool.
I think my dad
your
was...
Your dad's like, give me some of that.
My dad was having surgery.
He's like...
And so...
He's like, let me start dancing on the chairs.
Dad was all, like, hopped up on surgery meds. And I told him, and then he told me all of his, like... He wouldn't have normally told me the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time I kissed your mom, I was so high on speed.
Did you tell that story on the podcast yet?
No.
No. Darn it.
Nope.
Wasn't gonna either. Thanks, Jeff.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I was, because of the drug podcast, I was thinking about, like, and just circumstances in my life with people I know. I was thinking about all the times that drugs and alcohol led me to places where I could have died.
Yeah.
Or my life could have been altered. And it was not a bunch, but there's quite a few times, you know. Like, here, you hold the gun. We're going to go into the bar. If something fucking goes south, use it. Or hand it to me.
So...
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
like, deep.
Someone would send hand you again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
My search for a high led me to some pretty fucked up places.
Wow.
That I chose to be in.
I had a dream last night that I got shot.
Oh, I had a dream like that. Did you feel the warm blood?
I felt... So I was walking with my youngest son, which is terrifying, and somebody behind me was like, hey! And I turned around and it was a middle-aged woman, and I was like, oh, hey! And she pulled a gun out and held it up, like, handshaking, and she was like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. I never remember my dreams, and I still remember this woman's face.
Whoa.
And I was like, please don't. Like, you know, was getting ready to point over to my son and tell her all about that. And she shot me 7 or 8 times.
Oh
and I
gosh.
Felt every bullet tear through my body.
That's scary.
Was there
and
pain?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I get shot, there's it, no... I've had... Yeah.
It was like numbing. Like, I could feel where she shot me. It wasn't like excruciating pain. Fell to my knees and fell face down... Like, face down in the grass and could feel all the blood running out and hear my son scream. And then I woke up.
Oh.
Wow.
Terrifying.
Wow.
I love when we tell happy stories on this podcast.
Everybody
that was listening is like, well, I'm turning this off now.
And I thought we were talking about drugs.
Oh.
Yeah, remember when they used to talk about poop?
I know. Well, well, talked about poop.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I shat myself.
There we go.
Yeah.
But I woke up and everything's fine. Isn't that amazing? I'm fine now, you guys. Nothing actually, I never really got shot. What an uplifting story. I'm alive, you guys.
I hate those dreams though, where you feel like it was so
I don't
real.
Think I've ever had a dream where I got shot.
Yeah, I have.
And but it's, just recently, I fly in my dreams, and it's all controlled on my hands.
Nice. Cool.
Like
cool.
Up and turn.
Oh, that's cool.
And it takes, and it's a physical effort, like not a physical, but like a spiritual, a soul effort to do it. And I remember in this last dream where it was like, I gotta fucking fly again. It's like, oh, here we go. And everybody's like, oh my God, you can fly. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, that's
serious.
That's
like, I've done it so many times, it's like, oh.
That's in Shower Thoughts. The Reddit site Shower Thoughts, the Reddit subpage. If humans could fly, we would consider it exercise and never do it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That is so true.
I misspoke. It's not a physical, it's not a physical exertion.
Is it just spiritually draining?
No, it's an exertion of, like, your soul, like, of your will. It's a will thing for me. Like, in some of the dreams, like, I'd run to take off, but, like, now I just, like, Superman, except for I have to use my hands.
Jazz hands.
I'm totally jazz hands.
That would make me flutter up and down. If I did
that's
jazz
really
hands.
Cool.
Turbulence.
Yeah.
Now, Christine, with you
writers.
Being a gymnast, do you... Because I've had, like, dreams where I can flip.
Oh, yeah.
I, like... Because I was never, like, a gymnast, but I did dance, and so, like, you know, there was cartwheels and, you know, even getting into back handsprings a little bit here and there. And,
oh, shit. Oh, God. What's a wet one? Do you want to check if you passed
hey,
the first line?
Seriously, was that gelatinous?
Gelatinous briefs.
But I've had dreams where I can, like, do, like, round off back handspring, and then I can do, like, a triple flip in the air.
Oh, I dream about that all the
time. And it's
the
coolest thing ever, and I land, and I'm like, that's so cool. I didn't realize I could do that. I'm going to do it again.
That's so funny. My reoccurring dream is so weird. Like, I have two reoccurring dreams all the time. One of them is I'm back in college, and I'm taking a class, but I've decided not to go for the last, I don't know, 8 weeks.
Which is totally not anything
class.
You ever do.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know anything. I'm not going to pass the exam. I'm going to start
the
final paper.
Like, you and I get shot. She's like, I didn't go to my class.
So that's my one, like, dream. And my other reoccurring dream is I used to be a waitress, and I still to
oh
this
my
day,
God,
I dream that I got, like, triple sat. I got
know.
A million things that I need to get, and I go to ring somebody's receipt up, and I've thrown out the credit card, and I can't find it. Oh. And I'm like, I can't help all these people. I can't find this other person's credit card. But I've been a waitress in, like,
no,
20 years.
No, I think every server has those dreams for the rest of their lives. It's like being in the weeds.
I'm like, oh,
it's
my God, I know. I'm in the weeds. Four people need...
I'm like, how has it ever gone by and I still haven't gotten their waters? Like, oh, my God. Like.
Yeah, I can remember, like, having that heart attack when you get home and you're like, I didn't get table 8 ranch. Fuck.
Like, oh my God, they wanted that on the side.
Yeah. Well, you know, I waited tables, like, right when Yelp became a trend, which was the worst time ever to wait tables, because everybody thought that they were, like, could review a restaurant on there.
Yeah, and be a critic, like, a
full-on
critic.
And then, you know, it was also, like, that also gave people that, like, normally would just go home and bitch and make up lies in their lives, like, a platform to do that anonymously, and... I'm not kidding you. I couldn't believe how cruel people were.
Like,
there.
They would, like, actually talk about the server?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh,
there
wow.
was two times that I got, like, a horrible review, and I worked at this, like, super high-end restaurant, and, like, one lady, and it was, like, an open floor plan, and this one lady said that I disappeared for over a half hour, which, like, could never have happened. Like, we didn't smoke during busy times, nor as a, like, professional at that time would I... smoke when I had a table because it's just gross and like just no and that she'd found a hair in her food and I told her whatever.
Yeah.
like I would ever do that.
And then it's on that restaurant's
review and then like
forever.
And then my name's on there as well and you know my manager's talking to me about it knowing full well that did not happen but like what did happen for her to like do this and it's
she's
like
a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. I had another table that wrote a review
in high school.
Said that our executive chef, like our chef, like that I called him vulgar names, and I had like an awesome rapport with our chef. And I mean, it was like, dude, I would never. You're like, this is your menu. It's amazing. I would never. Like, just, it was crazy.
That's nuts.
It was crazy. And then that trend kind of like, it was like a year where just like, yeah. And it was also like the area was like, you know, rich Columbus, Ohio.
I feel like most countries, how you have to, it's mandatory that you have to go to the military. I think maybe we should adopt that, and you can choose between either military or food service.
Oh, that's good.
Like, you have to go into customer
service.
That is
quite a choice.
You have to deal with either people all day long.
Like, your public. American public.
Yep.
Kill people.
Or you have to go learn to kill people. Go train to be a military man. Person. Human. Being individual.
Right.
Yeah, man. Because people, like, that would have never happened. You would have never gotten that review had that person worked in the service industry.
Never.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I don't, it's just, like, you know, certain people, sometimes people just don't like you, and it's, like, that's fine. There's certain people I meet that I don't like, but I don't, like, want to go, like, jeopardize their housing situation by getting them fired by making up a lie.
Yeah.
That's what's so crazy about it, is that people are willing to go to that extent.
That's, like, so
to
much
to put
awkward.
My life, like, my livelihood, like, my food, yeah. My rent, my, like.
I think everyone should have to work a service industry job.
How about this?
Okay.
Like, you, if you complete high school and you want to go to college, you get to do that. But if you don't, you have to go 1 year of being like a food service person,
mm.
1 year of work at a post office.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Or the DMV.
And then you can either go to the military or you can fucking go to a trade school and learn some shit or college.
Mm. Okay.
What about a farm?
Ooh, we need more farmers.
I know. I did that for like 3 years.
Yeah,
and it was
my favorite.
Yeah. I had friends that are like, you're so tan. Are they hiring? I'm like, you will make it a day.
You're so tan. Are
oh
you?
Oh my God. And I was super ripped too. It was just like carrying produce around and, you know, it was just
14 hour days, no overtime.
I started at $7.80 an hour, and they gave me a raise my first summer. And this was when I was like, I was 30. Like, I was going to, it was supposed to be my internship, and then I never went back to school after that, but, yeah. $7.80 an hour is what they started me at, and then they gave me a raise to $8 an hour, because I was doing such a great job.
I feel like this conversation could just keep going on. I think we're probably near an hour, and so we're going to take a short break and come back with a song. That's my official decision.
Jeez, bossy.
I know.
Well, now's the time on the show when we do this thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gay. 2. Gay. Gay. 2. Gay. More drug stories, but with Christmas and folding tables. Green tripped so hard once she thought her house was Snoopy.
Snoopy's house.
Snoopy's house. J2K. J2K. One time I peed in a humidifier.
You're soaking in it.
Kareen's not really flat-chested. That was a joke.
Or Christine.
Fuck, we're redoing the entire song. This is terrible.
2K. Oh, everybody. Doesn't it make you happy down in your soul?
It's hard making up new lyrics, okay?
I always, like, I get laughing and then I think of that time you're like, Jay!
Jay! I know, that's why I don't even sing along. I can't sing at the same time still. You know, these four chords of this song are hard.
So remember, everybody, that we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, at J2K Podcast, and if you want to reach us via email, it would be at...
J2K Podcast at gmail.com. You can email any one of the four of us, Kareen, Jeff, or Justin.
At J2KPodcast.net.
Oh my god,
the fever is kicking in now.
You got fever dreams.
Good night, everybody.
Fever dreams.
Hey, this is Jeff. I'm checking out Fever Dream.